So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios, powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, Roger Stone famously said, they used to say, "Get me Roger Stone." Strike fear in the other side. Well, I would say on the Dom Giordano show, get me George Paquetto. Oh, man. I once differed with him on something. It's got to be 20 years ago. And I could feel the sweat pouring off as we talked about that. But George Paquetto is now involved, maybe, we'll see, in the SEPTA situation. George joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, George, what strange times we live in. George Paquetto, Joe Pittman on a call, and Lance Haver, who I'm friendly with, but is, you know, to the pretty far left.
Well, you know, sometimes the pretty far left needs the pretty far right.
Yeah.
And yes. I think this is one of those times, and hopefully we can work together to really benefit the citizenry and the working man in Philadelphia. I mean, it's a disgrace what SEPTA is doing. And I know Lance has been extremely active and follows the SEPTA proceedings very, very carefully, and he's extremely knowledgeable about it. And we got together and we decided that, you know, SEPTA's trying to pull a fast one on the public with their political posturing with the folks in Harrisburg. So the problem is, you know, they can posture all they want, but don't punish the citizens of Philadelphia in the process. There's absolutely no reason for the rollbacks that they're beginning to implement. They have $390 million in a reserve account. The rollbacks are only saving them $5 million. And they can sustain services for a long, long, long time while they work out things in Harrisburg. But they're punishing everybody in Philadelphia. How are people supposed to get to work? How are students going to get to class? How are elderly people, particularly in the poorer communities, going to get to their medical treatment? I mean, it's outrageous what they're doing. And
George,
I won't stand for it, and I don't think Lance will stand for it.
It's disproportionate, you say, too, that the very people, kind of obviously, that you just mentioned, lower income, they're more likely to have to use SEPTA. And George, I think after Labor Day, the fares go up, a lot of the fares, by 21.5%.
That too is an outrage. I'm not going to address that immediately.
Right.
My most immediate concern are the rollback on services. And the poor communities are the ones that are paying the heaviest price on this thing. And it's disgusting to see it.
Well, look, I commend Lance because it seems to me a lot of people that are pushing and egging this pain on that SEPTA is creating are on the liberal, on the Democratic side or progressive side. And Lance is showing that he's really doing what he's done all these years with the consumer groups. And he knows who to come to, who's going to get action in a pretty quick period of time, George. What about the posturing over, oh, man, wait to that Eagles game. We're really going to get him then. You'll need a six-hour wait for Uber to get home.
You know, it's just ridiculous, and it's so unnecessary. We are going to present this to a judge. There are many judges in the Common Pleas Court, and, Dom, you've seen it over the last couple of years. There's many strong judges in the Common Pleas Court who are not afraid to hold a governmental agency accountable. And I have every confidence that when we go into court, and I hope to be there in a day or two, but when we go into court and present our emergency petition, that we're going to get a strong judge, and that judge is going to hold SEPTA accountable, because what they're doing, frankly, crying poor and going through all this posturing, it's really a fraud on the public. And it's unacceptable, and it's an outrage, and I'm going to do whatever I can do to address it.
And, George, you've won against another very strong group that was making unreasonable demands, the whole bicycle lane thing. I get my hair cut down near there in the Hopkinson house, and I just see what it's like for people on Pine and Spruce and Center City just to drop something off, open up the trunk, do something for a couple of minutes. And how many spaces are taken up by all these contortions that are put into play? So what happened in that case?
Well, but, you know, Dom, the biggest threat we were able to forestall, and that is the installation of concrete barriers.
Right.
How are handicapped people who live in the middle of the block supposed to get to their homes with a concrete barrier there? They can't walk a half a block. They're handicapped. They're elderly. They're sickly. To suggest that you're gonna cut that off to favor bicyclists is really so insensitive and so ill thought out. We were able to stop it. And, you know, we ran into a lot of opposition. The city fought us tooth and nail. But again, we had a judge, and I don't mind saying her name, Judge Street Thomas, who really stood up and got it right and held the city to the letter of the law. And that's what we hope to do in the SEPTA situation, too. We don't know which judge we'll get, but there's a lot of good ones in that courthouse, and I'm confident we're gonna meet with success.
Okay, George. One other thing: Indigenous Peoples Day. Again, the big win, bringing back Columbus Day. I see after we had you on, there are people now still agitating to say Indigenous people ought to be on the same day.
You know, there's 363 other days out there.
Yeah.
What's with the same day? I mean, we've said from day one, the Italian-American community, we welcome Indigenous Peoples Day. We salute them. We would be proud to attend their ceremonies. But why does it have to be on the same day?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
right.
That doesn't make any sense. I don't know, you know.
All right, George,
I'm
be
not,
continued.
You know, a party planner, but yeah. It seems like there's a lot of other times available.
Absolutely. George, thanks for coming on. Good luck with SEPTA. Just keep us
thanks,
in the loop.
Dom.
And we'll
I'll
talk soon.
I'll keep you posted, buddy.
Yep. All right. Thank Bye-bye. You, George. All yep. right, Henry, going to take a little early break here. A little cleanup in aisle four, probably,
Uh-oh.
Here at the convention center. Look, I didn't do it. You know me. I didn't have anything to do with it. It was all, the water core here. We need a little rug cleanup.
Water cooler.
Yeah, water core incident. You
too
know,
much, too much good conversation
here.
Around it.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that's right. I'll tell you what the conversation is. More calls coming, though. You heard George Picchetto. Here's how you get in. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
All right, Dr. Giordano Show. Welcome in. 855-839-1210. You get a line. Coming up, Delaware County, Republican Party. We need to rouse the faithful out there in Delaware County. They're coming up with an all-volunteer human relations commission. Oh, first of all, you know, I would be scrutinized the background of these volunteers. You know what these human relations, and the thing they want to get at is gender identity and come at and go after people, bankrupt them if they can. Did you happen to see that one of the leading board members on the Cracker Barrel board has one of the biggest DEI consultancy and all that type of stuff in the country? It just came out over the last 24 hours or so. And it gives you an idea of the driving force of where this has been going with Cracker Barrel. It's not just all of a sudden out of the blue, the thing that we sniffed out with the new logo. This is the background. And this guy's been agitating on this, and he's had big hookup with Disney, who's now trying to get males back after what they've gone through. So the Cracker Barrel story is initially, it's a synergy. It is this woman who I think is more corporate and likes all these corporate facelifts of what people want at Cracker Barrel, the guy with the barrel, where is he? And this guy on the board who's Mr. DEI. You put the two things together, you got a new monster here, combination of corporate and woke, serving each other's interest. How much do they have to get punished? How much does the stock have to go down before they get a sense that, hey, this is not where we ought to be? To be, we'll see. We'll see what they do. But when you have someone like that on the board, that's a big-time problem. I mentioned the Human Relations Commission. Delaware Valley Journal is the only one that has this. The ordinance calls for the county to appoint between 7 and 13 volunteer commissioners to the board with the power to hear and investigate complaints, make determinations, and issue fines. Complaints could come from anyone in the county without any corroborating evidence. Now, as you know, maybe not if you're a new listener, I have a lot of experience with this stuff due to my friendship with the great Joey Vento. That was the Human Relations Commission. They got one complaint by somebody about the Please Speak English. We had a 7-hour trial on top of everything else that he eventually won. One of the people testifying was the human relations person at that time who said under oath, yes, if you're going to have an event like that and somebody speaks Swahili, you better manage your house and have somebody who can translate Swahili. I mean, my God. Do you know where this goes? What the hell has happened to the suburbs, particularly Delaware County? This Human Relations Commission is exactly the type of thing these commissars do. No evidence, nothing. And suddenly, you're under fire. And these are unelected people. And what are they going to serve? The one thing Delaware Valley Journal points out that seems to be a key here is gender identity, the trans stuff, the identifying as this one day, the other day this. That's exactly where they're going. By the way, on the mayor that we were talking about with the weightlifting, Riley Gaines, I'm thinking more than suggests that she'd like to challenge him to a weightlifting contest, a bench press. Oh, man. I could never get them both to Mulligan's, Henry, but that's the dream on my marquee. Riley Gaines versus the commie mayor, bench pressing.
Got two bench presses we can bring down?
Oh, of course. I mean, I would move heaven and earth. I mean, I would get, you know, somebody of note to be the referee. George Paquetto, noted attorney, refereeing the bench press and telling us if there was cheating or not.
That, I think Riley wasn't Gaines, a full rep.
Yeah, I think Riley Gaines could beat him. I really do.
Yeah, plus yesterday was one.
Yeah, right, exactly, right.
The bar could not be lower.
Come on, zero. A negative. I hate it. Can even get the bar off. I mean, you got to get the bar off. It might come down on you a little bit. But the guy is well-meaning. It's trying to help him. But that, don't they know we're going to say, commie, look at this, fake. Do you know what a Potemkin village is?
I don't know.
Oh, come on now, Henry. You're well-studied. Think about it for him. Never heard that?
I've definitely heard it. I don't know anything about it.
It's essentially, let me see if I could give an exact date. They brought a journalist around the world to the Soviet Union, and they went to this ideal village. I'm not sure why it got named Potemkin after that. And here people are starving throughout the country. Millions are dying. The New York Times and others went back to say that socialism is working pretty well. And they showed, you know, the photos they had and the storylines from this Potemkin village.
So it's like North Korea, how they, when they make like a propaganda video, like, look how much food is in the stores.
Yeah, and exactly. It's like, no. But I mean, they actually took them, though, to a site.
Oh.
I think it was 1933 or so. It's a great word. It's a great phrase.
Yeah, I have the meaning behind it here. It comes from the 18th century Russian story of Grigory Potemkin, who built fake settlements to impress Empress Catherine II during her visit to Crimea.
Okay. All right. That's where it came from. Okay. But, you know, it's one thing to have a newsreel, to have somebody, you know, look at downtown Philadelphia. It's another to actually try to create. And again, I have not seen coverage of it, but you got to know when you're there, it's fake. People can't fake. They're not that good enough of actors to fake this type of stuff, right? So how in the world? They wanted to write it. They wanted to say that Stalin and this was working. That's good to know, though. That's where it came from. Creating villages. I mean, just think of how difficult this is to do, to create this type of stuff. All right, let's go to Gary in Newtown. That's a Potemkin village. He's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary, afternoon.
Hey, Dom, how are you? Good afternoon. It's beautiful outside, let me tell you.
Everybody's saying that here, and I'm looking right out the window on the boardwalk, people skating by, people running, jogging, sweating. Absolutely.
Well, it's always nice to know that regardless of how beautiful it is, you're going to be in there on the radio Monday through Friday, that's for sure.
Well, there is word tomorrow, though. I might be out there on the porch doing this. You know, there are perks to this job. Lou, the top guy, if Henry can set up the technology, just kind of kidding, Henry. I think it's it'll be pretty difficult. But the back of the convention center is right on this promontory overlooking the ocean and all. That'd be good.
So a couple of things. Really early in the show, you were talking about Donald Trump and his no cash bail.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I believe in that. I believe that he should do that if he can. But I also believe that it shouldn't be for first-time offenders.
Well, how about if you commit a rape or a murder?
Well, I apologize. 100%. Well, actually, if the evidence is conclusive, yes, I do.
Well, see, Gary, I get your point. A lot of this is repeat offenders, but some of it is such severe crimes, and the evidence is, you know, such that you shouldn't be able to walk. You got to put up something here in order to assure that you're going to show up. You know, that's part of it. These people don't show up then.
No, but I'm for that. What I'm not for is a rape such as a Me Too movement type of a scenario.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. And then about Baltimore or Maryland and Baltimore in general, my understanding or my research shows me that prior to 1980, a specific law that was enacted by the federal government, part of the mayor's compensation could come from gifts and or bribes.
That's Baltimore. You've captured it. Charm City. You know what? If there's more corrupt place, maybe Chicago, Gary, I don't know. But Baltimore's smaller. That seems to breed even when it gets corrupt, it's even more insidious. I think they're the most corrupt imaginable.
That's one of the reasons why I love The Wire so much, honestly.
Greatest show in the history of TV. You agree?
I do, absolutely.
Henry, do you third?
Oh, man. I go back and forth between that and The Sopranos, but yeah, it's definitely 1A, 1B, no doubt.
I have to say, I get the breakthrough of The Sopranos and all, but you know what? In the end, The Wire does it. They're closed, their last show, gives them by a nose. I still go with The Wire. Yeah. Gary, what's your side today?
My side answer today is going to be William Thomas, a.k.a. Leah Thomas, holds a press conference and apologized for all her wrongdoings at the university swimming program for the University of Pennsylvania.
That is a great one. That has not happened. So he took one a little bit outside the box. It hasn't happened. That would break the internet. Oh, we were kind of going, if it we'll mix that in, Henry. That's fine.
Yeah,
it's
no,
something
it works.
That did happen would break the internet today. But Leah Thomas, yes, doing that, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa, that definitely would. All righty, 855-839-1210. You get on board AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push #1210. As I said over the weekend, and we played it, I think Bill Maher captured beautifully the difference with what Trump is doing, the incrementalism, things that people want, that they care about. They're tired of the low-flow toilet, the no tax on tips. All those things are things that move the ball forward. This is cut five, though. Here's a teacher. And there's so many targets out there to push back on how outrageous this is. A teacher talking about, essentially, as I understand it, why she doesn't want to go back to teaching this year. Here's how it sounded.
Enter to the scene the admin we're going to name Larry. Larry is once again an insecure, incompetent, middle-aged white man. We are going to name this trans student Millie. Millie's parents have found out that Millie is going by Millie at school. Millie's parents are homophobic and transphobic, and so they don't like that. Them being homophobic and transphobic does not make Millie not Millie, or make Millie feel like she's not Millie. They are essentially torturing Millie at home because they don't like this. They are dead-naming her, they have removed her door from its hinges, they have taken all of her art notebooks and made her sit there in silence, they've taken the bed, like, it's ridiculous. Yes, CPS was called. Yes, CPS did nothing. Shocking, right? Shocking. At this point, I'm going to let you know that the Department of Education for my state does not force people to call trans kids by their chosen names, but it does have it heavily recommended by the psych people. The school's counselor and the school's social worker also both recommend this. So I am very confused when the admin Larry sends out an email to all of the staff that have Millie. The email says that henceforth, they are only to be called Bob by all the teachers. And if they hear them saying anything to any of the other students, they need to correct them out loud in front of the class and say, no, that's Bob. Now, I am very confused about this because I'm like, does Millie want to go by Bob now? Like, I am so confused. I don't get it. And so when Millie came in that day, I took Millie aside and I was like, hey, I got an email today that said that you want to go by Bob now. Is that true? And Millie just starts sobbing. Millie has a full-on mental breakdown in the middle of my class. Because no, Millie does not want to go by Bob now. Bob is the dead name. Millie is still Millie and wants to be called Millie, but the parents have contacted the school, and Larry decided that this was the best course of action. This is what needs to happen. Yeah, right. I guess I'm fighting Larry. I guess I'm going to jail. Like, I guess this is how it ends. This is, like, are you kidding me? What? Yes, these events did 100% lead to me not being hired again at the end of the year. Worth it.
All right. This is the meltdown. This is the stuff that's going on. By the way.
Worth it.
Say what? What, Henry?
Worth it.
Yes. it's amazing to me. The new hero now, looking at all that's going on, is CHOP in Philadelphia. Several more stories since we told you last week that the Trump people have asked for all kinds of information there. And the thing with CHOP is they're refusing. They're going to fight this to the death. I think it was the Inquirer that pointed out that the Pittsburgh Children's Hospital, the Moores, a whole bunch in our area, all have said, no, we're not going to go down this path of gender-affirming care. And I think some of them are doing it because the science and everything else is telling them, including a big study that came out recently, that
This is bad science. This is not the cure-all. This is going to mutilate any number of kids, and there's no going back from it. Yet, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, which used to be the shining star on the hill for me, is still going down this path and putting out more information about how they can serve you in all these different services. It's a disgrace. It's hard to believe. I told you all the reasons why I used to recommend them, talk about them. But this is not going to stand. The Trump administration is going to zone in on them. We're going to see who in the end wins on this. Now, they're high-powered. They have a lot of money, a lot of backers, legal authority, who still believe somehow or another that the science is on their side and these others are just capitulating because of Trump. I think some of it's Trump, but I think some of it is a reckoning on this, and we're going to see this battle continue with some outliers like Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Okay, coming up, I don't have a ton of knowledge. I have a little bit, but I happened to be flipping through the TV getting ready this morning here at the Shore, and I saw CBS, which I think still has the Grammys, which, you know, the big thing I have against the Grammy, who knows, by the end of this show, Henry and I might have Grammys. That's how many people have them. Google it. How many Grammys have been given out? I bet, could it be 100,000? No, that would be even for the Grammys. What is it, 40 years, Henry, of the Grammys or something?
At least.
They seem like they give out for just about anything. The Obamas have won 82 of them, you know. But the person who's boycotting because they will not accept his nomination as an individual, it has to be with somebody else, is Morgan Whalen. Now, I know the guy's background. I know one was a potentially criminal incident, throwing a chair from a bar up on the other story of it. But the other is a racial slur a few years ago. But from what I've read, he seems to have made, after an initial non-apology apology, an apology. The album is number one. And here's the kicker. Even the country music people do not want to recognize this guy, according to CBS this morning. Now, he also was caught not wearing a mask and maybe, you know, beating his chest. He wasn't going to during COVID. Another unforgivable. Think of the unforgivable things, arguably, that people are doing or have done. They don't get canceled. Canceling's going away a bit. And yet this guy still is. Now, the next target, New York Post, big piece, Snoop Dogg took his grandson to a film over the weekend, I believe Disney, and the kid asked him in the middle, well, wait a minute, these are two women, how do they have a baby? And Snoop Dogg said, that's it, and he's spoken out today, attacking all this. Now, is he a guy that you can't cancel? I mean, this guy's been
100%.
On. You think so? Why?
Yes.
What is the thing? All right, let's go through. Race, what else?
I just think it's his persona. The whole kind of went from like the gangster rapper to just this cool, chill guy that smokes all this weed. He's your friend. You know, you see him, you're like, Snoop Dogg, what's up? He can do anything. He can exist with anyone, and I think that's why he's kind of this just uncancelable figure. He's a great
hand. All right. It's going to be tested. Now, he has said some pretty direct things, and I get why he would be uncomfortable with the grandson. To your point, I think he's buddies with Martha Stewart, right?
Mm-hmm, of course.
There we go. All right.
Who's the bigger criminal in that duo? Who knows?
Well, that's true. Yeah. It's just, yeah. Well, bottom line is Morgan Whalen. A little bit more on that coming up. The guy is going to now boycott the Grammys. I don't even know how they exist per se, except as a tradition, since they just, when you lower the bar enough, then what happens is it's not like the Oscars. They tried to lower the bar a little bit, and I think they've gone back. It's like the Baseball Hall of Fame. You know, nobody knows the Football Hall of Fame per se. You have to really follow sports to be looking at that. Same thing with the Basketball Hall of Fame, like saying, how did Dan Borowski get in the Basketball Hall of Fame? Now, that would be a miracle. Well, he's 6'8". He was on the Dom Giordano show. But baseball, we still have the records pretty much intact, and we look at it. So that brings us to President Trump and who President Trump says should be in the Hall of Fame that I think over my dead body, Roger Clemens. Great pitcher, but then based upon what we know, a maniac that you could see out there on the mound that has no business being in the Hall of Fame. Henry, are you in the steroid, non-steroid camp? What do you say?
I think that these players played, and because they did, they are eligible for the Hall of Fame. You can't erase their history because it happened. Put him in. He won the Cy Young 7 times. I don't care if he was a wacko out there. He was the best at his position.
We don't know when he started doing what he was doing, though.
That doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
It doesn't. Right. It's the Baseball Hall of Fame is a museum to baseball. You can't tell the story about baseball without these cheaters. Whether you put them in after they die, like they're doing with Pete Rose, so be it. But they are a part of history, and they should be in.
Well, I would have the cheaters wing. I was one ahead of you there.
Oh well, yeah. You can have a cheaters wing. What's if you want to have a big wing with big red letters that says cheaters, and it's Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa,
Rodriguez.
Go all the way. But they should still have their own wing. Okay. They should be
all
in.
All right. Yeah, that's fine. The cheaters wing, there might be a dozen or so prominent ones. I'm okay with that. All right, Morgan Whalen, are you a fan? What is it now with this guy that is so popular, so overwhelming, that him boycotting this makes news that even the CBS crew this morning saying, this is not a good look for the Grammys. Why is he not considered individually? I think he was with Post Malone on something. Might have got a Grammy for that. In other words, somebody has to wash away the stink of Morgan Whalen in order for him to get a Grammy. That seems to be the issue here. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Get in on the side question, too, here on Talk Radio 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
All right, it is stomp time. Welcome in, everyone. 855-839-1210. You get on board. So the Inquirer analyzed all the vehicles on the road in Pennsylvania pretty much. Which one of these, and I'll throw it out there when you call in, and we have people on the side question. Ford truck, which way does that lean? And I will tell you, the lean is pretty big. Is it a GOP or a blue area? How about a Honda SUV? Which way does that lean? And a Chevrolet truck. Which way does that lead? Tesla was big up until recently, they say, in the Democrat areas. And now it still might be there a good bit. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. Paul in the Northeast is in on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Paul.
Well, I was just talking about the Walter Storling show that I heard last week. And he mentioned that he was looking through SEPTA's budget. And it seems like they're paying Amtrak $77 million for use of the tracks.
Yes.
But those tracks should be, in fact, public property. They shouldn't be paying a dime.
Well, look, I hear you. When you look through SEPTA's shenanigans here, Paul, It's an obvious thing. I blame somewhat some of the Republicans on the board. It has a bipartisan board, mainly Democrat. And Democrats are willing to die on this hill. They're going to create so much pain this week because they believe that pain will be associated with Republicans and they'll defeat Republicans come the midterms in the House and Senate in Pennsylvania.
Well, there's really too many bureaucrats in both parties, I think, up there.
Yeah.
Want to disfire the lot and get some new folks.
I hear you, Paul. Thank you. And look, what you're saying about what's in their budget, yeah, Walter's doing a great job at night. And it's also that it's an obvious thing. We just heard from George Paquetta how much money they have right now they could tap into rather than causing this pain. By the way, I need a report.
Did we get his side there?
I didn't know that was my winner.
What was his side? Jesus not being in the tomb, just someone walking by and being like, wait a minute.
Yeah, we don't take.
All right, that's fair.
Forever, no religious, no Trump, just. That's okay, Paul. Good try. Hey, by the way, on the side question, we're looking for something. We got Gary go away. He was in the middle of his answer, didn't want to rain on it. We're looking for something that did happen historically, some event that you think if it happened now under current conditions, it would blow up the internet. That's what we're looking for. And I offered two, not only because they're huge, Kennedy assassination, moon landing, but because of the conspiratorial element that I think would blow it up even more. That's what would come out. The Kennedy assassination is where all the conspiracy, there's always been conspiracies, but that's the one that blew things up. Henry's was Babe Ruth calling his shot. So when you call in, feel free to jump in with one of those. All right. And with one of the things that the Democrats want with SEPTA that affects all of us, particularly those of you in the suburbs, they want to grant the Pennsylvania collar counties, who are now only authorized to tax property, they want to get them to be able to tax other things. Can you imagine? Taxes on sales, wage or transfer taxes when you sell real estate. So what they're proposing, what the Democrats really want, is to get their mitts into something that would go on forever. They don't want to hear about the compromises being made here and the money they already have. That's why this is such a showdown. And Shapiro is in the middle of it. The governor's race is in the middle of it. Republicans cannot capitulate on this. And I would be surprised if they do. Joe Pittman, who we had on, was spot on his arguments about this. We have Frank Ferry. He's from the suburbs. They're making him like a wanted poster out there on SEPTA. It's obvious to me who's responsible. How in the world can you have an organization that admits to $50 million in fare evasion? They admit to that. On my show, we had Ken Lawrence. He wanted to come on. We put him on. So it's probably a lot more than that. Well, what are they going to do? What do you mean, what are they going to do? What did they do in New York? How did they crack down in New York before the most recent regime around this stuff? What did they do under Giuliani and Bloomberg? How did they find this solved a lot of other crimes? What is it that worked there? It did. Also, the special prosecutor doesn't prosecute anybody. We're looking at that. But there's a whole array of things, to Paul's point, that people want oversight of SEPTA. It is probably the most ill-run organization, even more than the city of Philadelphia, in our area. I can't think of anything worse. They think they're going to buffalo their way through, as they always do, and that Republicans will have to give it up and will have to give them pretty much the money they want with no strings attached. And I guess their Super Bowl will be when we get to the Eagles game, if it goes that long. I don't know. I waver day to day. I could see it going that long, and they're going to inflict pain. They're going to say it's going to take you 6 hours to get home, and they think everybody will blame the Republicans. Now, their advantage, their home field advantage, you know what that is, the media. The media cannot wait to do that. SEPTA is holy ground. when I'm on Inside Story, even every panelist there. One time I was on even the Republican panelist. They were all touting SEPTA. You'll hear them say, even some Republicans, well, southeastern Pennsylvania is the driving force of this entire state. We're tired of these people in Hicksville out there telling us what to do. We need SEPTA to drive the economy. That's it. That's what the showdown. That's why this is important. And we'll be inside that along with you as it continues. But imagine giving them the power to tax sales, wage, or transfer taxes, or all three. That's what they want. We know what they want. They always want more ways to tax you. It's never enough. I still think Mondami in New York is going to win, despite that he's a commie who can't lift 100 pounds, apparently, because they're looking for a simple solution. Socialism is hot again. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Hit us on the side question, whatever else is on your mind. We'd love to get you on board. And should President Trump declassify pot? I think he should. It shouldn't be on the same classification area as heroin. And I think he is going to do that. Will there be backlash? Yeah, I know about today's pot versus the pot of years ago, but still, come on. It's not heroin. What does the declassification do? Initially, maybe not earth-shattering, but gradually, that will have something in play that's associated with it. But I'm still on board with it, and I think Trump is going to do that. 855-839-1210. All right, Dom Giordano Show. You are welcome in at 855-839-1210. We're going to talk SEPTA with State Senator Frank Farrey at 2 o'clock. Our buddy, he's at 2:30. Scott Presler in the On Deck Circle with some good news about what's going on in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, et cetera. It's always good news to talk with him. But President Trump today, some of the things that we brought up are certainly the cashless bail is the number one. What's happening with D.C. crime is very, very important. And this back and forth with this Wes Moore guy, even on Morning Joe, admitting 300,000 people have fled Baltimore. He says it's due to neglect. Like there's always somebody else that has to provide more money. Always more five-year plans. That's exactly what the communists did. Trump, in a matter of 2 weeks, essentially, has restored some semblance in D.C. of normalcy. Of a nation's capital. I can't emphasize that enough, and Trump is. This is the nation's capital. It ought to be a showplace. It shouldn't be we accept the mayhem that's going on. By the way, the Doge guy, the guy that got beaten up, remember trying to help the woman, over the weekend when Mandami was assisted in just bench pressing 135, he was hitting 225. Now, he's bigger, but he's not a monster guy. It was just a... It's just a contrast, the cheating that went on with the bench press. That's not a spotter. That's not a guy helping you with a little forefinger to help push the weight or make you believe you're going to be able to push it up. It's a guy essentially pulling the weight up. Now, what does it matter with this guy? It's just a spectacle that, you know, involves what his whole methodology is. He would have been better off not doing it. I have a suit on or whatever. If he can't do it, he doesn't have to bench press 225 to be mayor. But it's incredible to see this play out. And this guy's going to win. I don't even know it's going to be relatively close at this point. You have Adams, allegedly one of his people, giving bribes in a potato chip bag. You have Sliwa that he won't vote for because they won't vote for a Republican. And then you have Cuomo for obvious reasons, what the difficulty is. All right, let's go to Drew in Upper Darby. And Drew's next on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Drew, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. You know, Dom, I'm going to talk about something that hasn't been touched on yet, but it's so satisfying, you know, like with what's going on with John Bolton. And, like, it's so satisfying that finally some of these guys are going to face the music, like Clapper and Brennan and Comey. You know, Dom, I'm not saying they have to go to jail, but at the very least, hit them where it hurts. in the wallet, because all the good people that they tried to destroy, like Roger Stone and General Flynn, you know, it's about time that the shoe's on the other foot, you know?
Oh, it definitively is here, and there's enough evidence here, without a doubt, to kind of amplify as they continue to dig what we thought happened with Russiagate. So, yeah, Drew, there is going to be a reckoning here at some point. What's your side, Drew?
Yes, thanks, Tom. Yes, the side. And if this incident happened now, you know, because like the Russia, we all know that was fabricated. But if Watergate happened now, and how much the mainstream media hates the Republicans, it's like they would have had the goods, because they got Nixon and Ehrlichman and Haldeman. They have them on tape. If Watergate happened now, the mainstream media and social media would be having a field day.
They did then, too. And I would say, you know what? I don't know that I would agree with Drew on that. Here's the takeaway from that. I've read a lot about Watergate. I was fascinated by it, what happened, watched the hearings, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I would argue you would stand a better chance today, because as biased as the media is, we all know this, the mainstream media, we have players in the game now. Then it was 3, 6, and 10, you know, CBS, ABC, NBC. We know the bias that was there. It was the New York Times, Philadelphia Inquirer. In other words, there were no name one then. Wall Street Journal, I don't remember. I mean, there were not entities that had any kind of power. You didn't have talk radio, in essence. You didn't have any newspapers. You didn't have Twitter. You didn't have Fox News Channel, certainly. You didn't have any of the players. In other words, as much bias as there continues to be in these so-called mainstream groups, we're seeing more and more power in places that are overwhelming now with right-wing influencers of one sort or another. One of the biggest is coming up next. That would be our buddy Scott Presler with his weekly report. And then we're going to take you inside SEPTA and what happens next. You heard George Paquetto here today jump in, talk about this lawsuit with SEPTA for what they're doing when they have the money there. George Paquetto will get an action. He'll get something going on here. But you get in at 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.